Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Ms. Roxanne, and welcome back to My Thoughts. We're doing Pretty Little Liars. We're doing the rest of season two. Okay, alright. So, let me jump over there. So, ow, that was my literal wrist. Anyway, episode 15 is A Hot Piece of A. So the girls head back to the greenhouse to look for the box and decide what to do next. Spencer suggests calling Kayla to help them recover information from the phone. While Kayla downloads the information on a computer from the phone, the owner shuts down the phone. Kayla works on decrypting the files on the laptop at school with the stuff he was able to get, which concerns Hannah. Hannah approaches Emily, hoping to enlist her help in snooping around Jason's house. Emily starts community service at the crisis hotline that afternoon, so she can't do it. Arya's on lockdown, and Hannah's unhappy with Spencer for dragging Kayla into their A investigation. Emily suggests Spencer let Hannah use her lake house with Caleb. At Hannah's house, Hannah tries to study while Lucas seems distracted. She gets a text from Spencer offering her the lake house. She gets a brilliant idea to use it to throw Caleb a surprise party and enlist Lucas's help in planning it. Emily attends her first training session to the crisis hotline. While reading the training transcript, Emily realizes the caller seems to be likely A's helper. Emily shows Spencer and Arya the transcript she selected from the crisis center. Meanwhile, at the center, Emily's supervisor tells her to listen in on the call that just came in because it's the same transcript caller calling back. Emily and Spencer listen together and recognize the caller's voice as Lucas's. Spencer and Emily learn from Mona that Hannah took the rowboat out with Lucas to set up fireworks across the lake. Halfway across the lake, Lucas stops rowing. Hannah flips, pushes him overboard, and takes the oars, but later falls overboard. Emily goes inside and calls the police as Hannah swims to the shore. That was a really weird sentence at the end of the wicked thing. A fishes up Lucas's shoes from the lake. So they are starting to feel they also felt weird about Lucas and started with the crisis hotline center. But then, with the whole doll situation, they literally see the same wallpaper in Spencer's attic at the lake house. And so then Lucas pops up and they made it look like he knows where he's going in there. So that's why they're absolutely freaked out. So that's why Hannah just literally freaked out. And so there was that. Overall, this is a good episode. I gave it like an A-. So let's jump to the next one. Let the Water Hold Me Down, which is episode 16. Hang on just a second. You love that for me. Okay, I'm back. So sorry about that. Like I was saying, episode 16 of season 2, Let the Water Hold Me Down. So Spencer finds the old receipt in her lake house attic and assumes that A has been there. The receipt shows an address in Philadelphia where Arya and Spencer agreed to visit. At school, Arya confesses to Spencer that her mom thinks she made a date with Holden, but she really called Ezra. Ezra then tells her that she can't call him anymore, and Holden asks Arya out despite her being grounded. So Arya buys tickets for a play for her in Holden's state, which is the same place that Ezra is going to. In Philly, Spencer notices a rehab center for the blind near the address on the receipt. This is where Jenna used to go before moving back to Rosewood. So Spencer goes in to ask about Jenna and notices Garrett checked Jenna out of rehab the night after Allie went bye-bye and never checked back in. So then Spencer steals the patient logbook from the year Jenna was there and leaves after pretending to sign in. So basically she chatted with this guy that used to know Jenna and how like she was like a very determined person to get back to Rosewood and is like an aspiring person to him. And so he's actually teaching like a class on how to be able to function with being blind. So then we cut to where Holden figures out that Arya and Ezra have a relationship, understands this because he hides stuff from his parents too. Maya reveals to Emily that while she was at a sober camp, she hooked up with the guy and Emily is like shaken up by it. And then Hannah encounters Lucas in her house, and Lucas tells her that he never wanted to hurt her. Then Caleb shows up and asks where Lucas was. Lucas reveals that he was on the crisis hotline because he lost Caleb's money in a bet. He was missing because he drove all around all night selling his comic books to get the money back and took Hannah out onto the lake to ask her to soften the blow of the news for Caleb, which I think was complete BS, even though he did give Caleb money, but not the full amount. It's blew like $4,000. I was like, Anyway, A ending. A is seen losing the hinges on some unknown scaffolding. Spoiler, it's Toby's. I give this episode like a B+, just because like that was just a lame ass like cover up. Like, I don't even know what that is. It was so stupid, but whatever. So in episode 17, Blonde leading the blind, the girls check out what Caleb got from A's cell phone. They see a video from Allison's bedroom. Ian sets up the video camera, then Garrett leads Jenna into the room. Ian and Garrett argue over videos from Allison, and the girls realize that this was the night Allison was murdered. Hannah notices a piece of paper inside the doll from the box. It's a series of threatening notes, one of them making reference to a pumpkin. The girls flash back to Halloween, coming home with Allison after Neil's party. The jack-o'-lantern on the front porch had a knife stuck in its head. Then we cut to where Toby climbs the scaffolding at the Hastings house and falls off, causing him to break his arm. Spencer tells Emily that she thinks she's putting Toby in danger. She wants Emily to do something that might make him hate Spencer, but there's only one way that she could think of that will save Toby. So Emily goes to see Toby and tells him that the guy Spencer was seeing before him is back, and she said that she's selling him because Spencer couldn't. So, and she made it seem like that they've been together while she was also with Toby. So she's making herself look like a cheater through Emily telling Toby that. Which, that all sounded very confusing, but anyway. So, then we cut to Ezra eventually shows up to meet Arya in his car, but he says what they're doing is dangerous. He wants her to be safe and be happy and wants her to make sure that being together is what she wants. Caleb tells Spencer and Emily that the only way he's going to continue working is if they let him know what Hannah's afraid of. So Spencer gave Caleb a streamlined version of what's been happening, but Hannah doesn't know that they have told him anything. Spencer, Emily, Arya watch the rest of the video. Ian tells Garrett he's going down and pulls out the camera. Then Garrett and Ian fight just out. It's not Allison that enters the room. It's literally, what's her face? Melissa. Then you have A is seeing cutting up a picture of Spencer and Toby and burning it. And A does the same thing with Ezra and Arya's picture, cutting it in half. This was, I don't know what to rate this. I'm gonna rate this a B+. It was a pretty good episode, but it was just kind of, the stunt person they used for Toby's fall was actually kind of hysterical, but, anyway. Oh, and then, Toby put the pieces together that it was Ren that was, seeing Spencer. So, and they did kiss. I don't know if it was in 17 or 18, but anyway, there you go. Then in episode 18, A Kiss Before a Line, Hannah thinks that the girls are icing her out because she destroyed the memory card from A's phone. Let me back that up. So basically, Caleb found more stuff on a flash drive, and so she put it in a blender and turned it on because she wanted him out of the business. But anyway, Caleb's like, no, I have backups, and gives it to Spencer and Arya and Emily, but not to tell Hannah about it. So A knows that Caleb is working on decrypting the phone, so A threatens Hannah to make Caleb stop, or else she'll expose her mother's secret about stealing money from the bank. Then Hannah decides to tell Caleb about her mother's secret, and hoping that he'd stop working on A's phone. That didn't work, because Caleb finds a photo of a fake ID of a brunette Allison. Then Hannah sees the picture and tells Spencer that she saw Allison in a brunette wig one day with the alias of Vivian Darkbloom. And then Hannah and Spencer find a clean ticket for Allison's books. Spencer, pretending to be Vivian, calls the number. Hannah's stepsister Kate is now in Rosewood. What a bitch. I'm sorry, she is. when Spencer meets Kay, she realizes that she knows her from summer camp that Melissa used to work at, but it took her a little bit to figure it all out. Then we cut to Spencer had a photo of Kate with a bunch of butt bites from the camp and threatened to show it to the school if Kate isn't nice to Hannah. Meanwhile, Emily hopes that her mother's visit to Rosewood will be a good opportunity to reintroduce her to Maya and hopes that things will turn out better than they did last time. However, Maya is still upset about how Pan ratted her out, and she goes out of her way to make the dinner extremely uncomfortable for Emily and her mother. It was actually kind of funny, to be honest. I was like, damn, she's still mad. So then Ezra gets offered a job that would require him to move. He finds out that Arya's father has set them up on the job offer for him and hoping that Ezra would be out of Arya's life. You have A ending where A breaks into Peter Hastings' office and takes a gun out of his desk drawer. What? This was the A episode for me. I really enjoyed this episode. It was so many twists and turns. I was like, what's happening? And it was just a very interesting episode. I really enjoyed it. So anyway, we go to episode 19, The Naked Truth. So it's Truth Day at Rosewood, and it seems like some will have more to spill than others. Spencer said the liars deal with their own personal problems before A exposes everything. When they see that Kate has a birthmark right above her waist, they know that the photo that was sent to everyone else was photoshopped. So basically, a picture went around Kate nude to every person in the school and Hannah's address book. So Hannah realizes that A did not send that photo with Hannah's phone because there was no reason A to help Kate. In the bathroom, Hannah pushes Kate to tell the truth, in which Arya and Emily record it while hiding in the stalls. They prove to the principal that Hannah is innocent. Then Arya is suspicious about Holden, who thinks that he's hurt himself. So basically, she saw this big-ass bruise on him and was very concerned about it and kind of wants to back out of their agreement. But when Arya gets locked out on the rooftop of the school and is attacked by Noel, which is now Jenna's boyfriend, Holden rescues her by kicking Noel in the face in a very professional manner. That's really more about a secret. He does Korean martial arts. There you go. Then Mona and Emily become closer when Mona volunteers to find a way to get Emily back on the swim team since the principal felt Emily would tarnish the team's reputation. That principal sounds like a douche because when they're doing one of their lessons, she just vented about how she was feeling. The principal, like, come here for a minute. It's like, it's not my fault you did da 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 da, and I don't want our school tarnished and da 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 da. I was like, okay, smart ass. Like, this is Truth Day. They're telling their truth, and you're being an ass wipe about it. Okay. Like, that's so freaking counterproductive. Anyway. Did Delilah's trouble with the police? So Jason comes back to Rosewood looking for Spencer's father during the school's Truth Up event. Spencer overhears Jason and her mom arguing about how everyone should know the truth. It then is revealed that Jason and Spencer share the same father. Later on, the number they found in Vivian Dartbloom's jacket returns their call and asks to meet up face-to-face to answer some questions. So they have A ending where A is seen approaching a sleeping Caleb during the night and taking his laptop out of his bag. What? Okay, I give this an A+ episode. I really enjoyed this episode. It was shocking, but in a very good way. I am very impressed and very much like it. So, yeah, that sounded weird. Anyway, so let's jump to episode 20, Central:A. So Garrett gives Caleb a court order to obtain his computer as he says someone is hacking into the school's files and then they trace it back to his IP address. In the computer lab, Caleb tells Hannah that Garrett can't get past his firewall without his help, and the files from A are all on flash drives. Arya finally finds out what Holden is doing on their dates. He's doing martial arts, but his parents forbid him because Holden has a heart condition. And he's like, it's going to happen whether I'm like watching TV or if I'm doing something I actually enjoy. So I'd rather do something that I'd enjoy. So then Spencer visits Jason, where he tells him that he found out another one of Alex's boxes underneath the floorboards at their grandparents' house. There are love letters and $15,000. So, hang on just a second. We love this for me. Sorry about the little interruption. Let's jump back to where I was at. So, basically, Spencer and Jason think that her dad was doing a blackmail deal and trying to get $15,000 to find so-and-so, and Allie took the mess on the money and hid it. So there's that. Later, the girls go to meet Jonah, someone with information about Allison's alter ego, Vivian. He says Vivian told him about a friend called Allison who was getting text messages from buddy from with a prompt number, and she'll pay to find out who. Ashley and Hannah are called to the police station where they reveal a photo of Emily, Spencer, and Hannah in a nurse's dresses outside the morgue. Hannah tells Ashley it was a practical joke and they don't know anything about a missing page. Spencer talks to her dad about Jason and admits he cheated and got Jessica De Laurentiis pregnant. Spencer asks about the letters and the money, but he says he never gave money to the De Laurentiis family, but said he fudged a will for Jason to get the money. So in a bedroom, Hannah is trying to hack into Kale's computer to delete his files because he got called into the police station, but he can't remember the password. So Spencer comes and helps, and Wilden and Garrett go through Kale's files while Hannah successfully logs into Kale's account and finds the files A planted and deletes them, clearing Kale's name. Spencer tells Jason Allie needed the money to find someone she was afraid of, and the girls intend to as well. Then you have the A ending where Emily is in the kitchen while A watches through the window like a creeper. So that was a crazy episode. I also give that an A+ episode. I really enjoyed it. The twists and turns in this one was really good, especially with like Hannah getting the cracking the code with Spencer and just deleting the whole file that would put him in jail. And Wood and Garrett trying to blame Caleb, and Caleb's like on the side of the room like, I didn't do anything. Like, what do you mean? So anyway, really good episode. So in Breaking the Code, which is episode 21, Spencer tells the girls that she got the money from Jonah from a relative, and her and Aria meet Jonah at the park at 6 o'clock. He gives him the money and he gives them an address, but Jonah won't disclose anything else. As the girls leave, they notice Garrett is watching them in his car. Aria tells the girls that A sent her dad a note trying to catch Ezra and Aria. And now Ella wants to find out who A is and admits that she and Ezra are still seeing each other. Caleb sends the girls an email with another part of Ian's video, and like I said, Melissa walks into Allison's room, angrily asking where Allison is. Well, she didn't say that. She said, where's that bitch? And then we cut to where Spencer wants to talk to Melissa first before the other girls turn her in. Mona shows Hannah an indecent incident report from when Hannah shoplifted the sunglasses sent by A. A threatened Mona to give a report and picture to the newspaper or else she'll be filling out her own police report. Hannah tells Mona about A, and Mona asks what to do about the report. Aria, Hannah, and Emily go to the address Jonah gave of a law firm, but the girls leave in a hurry when Lauren sits off with Aria hurting her shin. Then the next morning, Mona reveals to Hannah that she returned the jewelry that she stole, saving Hannah and her mom. Ezra tells Aria he has to move away and take the job, or else Aria's dad will know what's making him stay. Ella goes to Aria's apartment, saying that she wants to understand. Melissa says that she needs to tell Spencer something that she wanted to tell at Ian's funeral. In Hannah's bedroom, Ashley spots the letter Aria picked up from the law firm and mentions Melissa worked there as a summer intern. A ending. A uses Mr. Hastings' stolen gun for target practice. Crazy. So, what's going on here is when Mona got the incident report and Hannah left it on her desk and her mom found it. So her mom takes it to Officer Holden, who's like, where did you get this? He's like, it was in my daughter's things. And it's like, who is this? And but she didn't have the note. She didn't say that she didn't mention A, but Ashley definitely did see that. And he's like, okay, I need you to get her phone and try to figure out what's going on. So there's that. And I gave the episode, I think I gave it like a, I'm gonna give it an A, strong A. It was a really good episode, but there was a couple things I was like, okay. So in episode 22, Fathers Knows Best, the cops tell Emily that Maya's missing and other parents don't know where she is. Rosewood High is hosting a father-daughter dance and the girls make plans for their dates. Mr. Montgomery and Aubrey's relationship is strained. Obviously, Hannah's father is MIA because her, so she got pulled out of school and is going to a private school now. And her dad's like, I hate y'all, bye, bye. So, so Ashley offers to go with Hannah and she's like, no. But then she's like, okay, fine. After Ashley kind of wore her down, it's like, it's no big deal. So Emily's father comes back from Texas to attend with her. After Spencer tells Melissa that she saw her get into a car with Garrett, Melissa tells her that Garrett was helping her and that as he was a close friend of Ian's, but she also reveals that she sent text to Allison telling her to back off. But it was from Melissa, wasn't from A or anybody. So Emily discovers with help from father that Maya bought a ticket to San Francisco, but may not have gotten on the train because she got into a car with someone else after talking to one of the ticket people. After Ashley tries to figure out who could have blackmailed Hannah with the police report, the girls decide that they should lie and say they did it to get their parents to get off Ace Trail. So Aria is nominated for the job and lies to Hannah's mom about sending the shoplifting report to Hannah, saying that she did it in order to get Hannah to stop shoplifting, and she photoshopped everything. Spencer finds her father's checkbook and checks stuff for $15,000 in cash. She also finds that the folder with pictures of Allie in it. When Spencer confronts her father, he confesses that he paid $15,000 for a private investigator to help find Allie. And he did this to keep Melissa safe, who was harassing Allison with vicious text messages about Ian. Then A ending, where A reads the newspaper with a headline showing a picture of Maya, who is listed as missing. And so, I don't remember if this was in the next episode or not, but since about to talk about it. First of all, I gave the episode another A+, so it's really good. So, the dad is like, did you get through, like, so first of all, Melissa and, kind of called Spencer going through her dad's, desk, but she said, like, oh, I'm looking for a stamp. And kind of lied about it. She said, I think I have one of my first. She's like, oh, I found one. I'm good. Thank you, though. And so Mr. Hastings was like, did you go through my drawer? Well, also he knew about it. He said, did you go through the mail drawer? And she was like, no, it was lodged. She's like, so he opens it and it's like, and then calls the police because his gun's missing. And the father-daughter dance was kind of heartbreaking, but also heartwarming. You had like a really good moment between Emily and her dad. Hannah was just pissed because she was there without her dad and was really pissed at her mom because she threw her phone in the sink. So Mona gives her a new phone. Again, I can't remember if that was in the upcoming episode or not, but anyway, it's fine. And then what else happened? Aria just kind of lays it out with her dad's like, F you, basically. Then, like, a nicer way. She's just like, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm a grown-ass adult, and I gotta go. So, in episode 23, Eye of the Beholder, the Lies are sent on a hunt for answers of what Allison knew before she died. The girls meet a boy named Duncan from Allison's past. He explains that he and Allie were good friends during the summer before she returned to Rosewood and went missing. He reveals that he and Allie, the day that she was murdered, she returned home a lot earlier than she led the girls to believe. So he flew her from Hilton Head to some little airstrip outside of Rosewood. Then we cut to where Toby returns to Rosewood, still angry at Spencer and helping Jenna again, although he suffered from her in the past. After a confrontation with Hannah, he assures her that he knows what he's doing. Jenna undergoes eye surgery, but the effectiveness of the surgery is still unknown for the time being. Jason gives the girls a bag of Allie's personal items, which the girls don't seem to understand until Spencer notices a box was covered with highlighted newspapers from the summer Allie died. He realizes there's some pattern to it, so Jenna gets injured in a fire at Jason's house, but saved by Hannah. So A ending, A places a police badge at Jason's house. So what had happened was Jason found the bag. So they found the bag and they just return it to Jason's back door. And then when they look at the newspapers, Spencer tells Hannah to go run and get the bag. She said, okay, fine. Then she hears some type of sound in Jason's house, and then sees like a bunch of flickering lights, and then sees Jenna across like over the door, like her hands like on the window or whatever, and, like falls down. So Hannah, being a decent person, goes in and gets her out along with Spencer, and then the bottom story like explodes. So they call the police, obviously. And the fire department, obviously. So, really good episode. I gave this one an A+ as well. It was really good. I was thoroughly impressed by it. I was not expecting that ending, though, with Jenna being in that house. So, that was very, very interesting. And Garrett's been very salty towards her lately. So, we don't know if he did it or someone did it. That's why A probably took that badge at Jason's house. Or places the badge there. So, and in episode 24, these dolls could talk. So basically, Jason's like, that wasn't me. I was halfway to Scranton or wherever. Start with an S. And I came back once I heard about what happened. I was like halfway there. So Ezra tells Arya that he's worried about the fallout from him not taking the job that Mr. Montgomery lined up for him. Jenna takes off the bandage, recovering her surgically repaired eye, and it seems her surgery failed. It did not. It worked. Spoiler alert. Spencer finds out that Allison and A have been communicating via newspaper classified ads and was set to meet up. The girls decide to go to Brookhaven where the meeting was supposed to take place, which was some creepy ass doll store. Mona gets a text from A saying that she doesn't break up Hannah and Kayla. She's going to go back to being a loser. Arya finds an application for a boarding school in Vermont that Mr. Montgomery has left for Ella, and she gets like insanely mad at that, understandably. So the girls go to this doll store in Brookhaven and speak with a boy named Seth, who tells them that Allison was in the store a year ago looking for a voodoo doll. He warned her against it since a man and a woman with dark hair were trying to hurt her. Arya mentions, and also, like, the lady in there basically called him a psychic, and he's like, I'm so sorry about, like, your friend's death, like, you know, all that dirt in your lungs, it's not good. I don't even like sand in my mouth. I'm like, what the hell is going on right now? So anyway, then Arya mentions the application to Ella, who says she's considering it because of A. Then Arya hints at hurting Mr. Montgomery's career by revealing his past affair with Meredith. Then Melissa asks about the bag she found at Spencer's room. Sister then shows her the video of her coming to Allison's room and says that she thinks the police need to see it, but Melissa threatens her. She's like, there's other videos that are way worse than this that could put y'all in a damning light or damaging light or something. So, then Jenna shows Toby the missing page from Allison's autopsy report, which she got from Garrett. So Jenna thinks the police should have it, so they go to the station. So Melissa and Garrett are in the kitchen when she assures him that Spencer didn't turn in the video. Then two officers come to the place, Garrett under arrest for Allison's murder. Then we have the A ending where A bribes Martha with an envelope of cash and Seth, the boy who gave the girls false information about Allison, with candy, like a big ass lollipop. So they go, so the liars go back to the store, the doll store, and basically a bunch of dolls fall down, and then they find Allison like in a weird ass display doll thing of her in the dirt. So, don't end up like me, don't end up like me, don't end up like me. I was like, that's creepy AF, but I gave it like an A+. And so, the woman gives like the A gives the woman like a lot of more money. She's like, you know, this was a lot more than you said, like damage. So A compensates for that. A+ ending, though, I really liked it. And then we have the season finale, which is episode 25, called Unmasked. So on the night of the annual masquerade ball, the girls finally decide to put into A's game. So they have like 12 hours to figure out who A is. During the ball, Mona mentions to Spencer how she saw Allison spying on someone. Emily talks with her ex, Paige, and decide that they're going to attempt a friendship now that she's out of the closet. So then Spencer realizes that A wasn't watching Allie, but Allie was watching A. Mona and her go to the Lost Woods results, and Spencer realizes that the room 1 wasn't where they had to look. It was room 2. They open the door, gasping at what they see. A's lair is plastered with pictures of the girls and other things such as voodoo doll that Allison received, the creepy baby doll costume, and a doll set, each one looking like the girls with Allison sitting on the top. Sister finds numerous things that point to Mona being A, and A is finally revealed to be Mona Vanderwall. She knocks out Spencer, and they take a drive. Arya calls Spencer, and the girls see who A is, so they actually have video calls, finally. So they flee to catch up with them, and Spencer jumps out of the car by putting on the emergency brake and giving herself like a smack on the head, and the girls arrive. Mona freaks out and tries to off Spencer, but ends up falling off a cliff. The ambulance arrives, and so does Dr. Sullivan. She tells him that A threatened her son, which is why she left. Then it's revealed that Mona's alive, and she goes to a facility. And meanwhile, we get a peek at what Mona is thinking while being kept in the mental hospital. She says that's what they wanted and that their plan worked out just right. It seems that Mona isn't working alone. Then a body is found, and it's Maya's. Emily cries while the girls comfort her. It was an insane episode. They have an A ending where the person in red visits Mona in her hospital room, to which she says to them, "I did everything you asked me to." A plus episode. That was a crazy ass episode. I really, really, really enjoyed it. And that's the end of season two. I'm currently on season one, episode two. So it'll probably be a little bit before I get to, you know, I want to do like one through like 13, then like 14 through 25 or whatever the season is, and just do it like that. Be less complicated, hopefully. So anyway, I hope y'all have a great day, evening, or night, whenever you're listening to this. And I'll catch you in the next podcast. Bye.